Second date update.
Here's a question. When should you give up searching for love?
Oh, never.
And just accept the fact that you're probably going to die alone.
Wow.
I think I'm there now.
No,
I'm not
don't give up.
When you're 24?
You are so lovable.
No, I know, but I'm not dateable.
Okay, 25.
No.
No, I hope not.
You shouldn't even really be even looking at that age. I mean, let's wait a couple
when
years.
When do you call it quits?
Oh.
On this show, we say never.
That is right.
Never
Jeffrey.
Quit
that
on love.
Right. Never, Jose.
No matter how many times you fail miserably, you
Every
get back
time.
Up on that dating horse
Absolutely.
And you ride.
Yes.
You ride until your backside's blistered and blue, and you finally find that special person, or at least someone who's willing to spend time with you in exchange for money.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, Jeffrey.
And in that spirit, we have a listener who was on with us before for a second date update.
Okay.
And we could not get it done for him the last time.
No, he's coming back to us. I like this.
But even though we failed him, he still trusts us to help him out one more time. So let's say welcome back to Noah. What's up, Noah?
Hey, guys.
Wait, Noah, can you just remind me what happened last time you were on the phone with us?
Oh, man. So there's this girl, Anna, that I was really into, and I sent her a pillow.
Oh, with your face on it. You sent her like a body pillow
of
you.
Went to college, right?
Yeah, she sucks. We're over her.
Yeah, she's dead to us.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, give her my number just in case, though.
We've moved on.
We're looking forward to the next victim, or a love interest. Next love interest. What's her name,
Prospect
Noah? Prospect. I couldn't think of it.
So her name is Sandra.
Okay.
And she is amazing.
She's Anna's sister.
No, stop it. I just love Noah. You are obviously a hopeless romantic. You fall hard. And I love that. You're open about your feelings. Where did you meet her? The new girl?
So she's actually not that new. It was a high school crush as well.
You have a trend.
How many are there?
Why are we still living in high school in our mind, Noah? Why can't we move forward?
Okay, to be fair, like this girl, Sandra, I know I didn't mention her before because I was really trying to make it work with Anna, but she's not even number two on the list. She's like 1B.
1B.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I see.
On the same level as Anna, but just not quite.
I kind of understand that.
I hope you didn't tell her she was 1B.
So how'd you end up reconnecting with Sandra after all these years?
Okay, guys. So here's what happened. I asked her out to happy hour, and we had a great time. We started talking about, you know, high school, some of the old days and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of the pranks we did was we filled the gymnasium with balloons for senior prom.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
You guys were a wild bunch.
It was actually hilarious. It was, like, a huge McDonald's play place. We were laughing so hard about that. And we were just having so much fun. Like, it was really good to think back about high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like you go there often, Noah. So what happened then? I mean, did you guys end the night or?
So we had a few more drinks and we ended up back at her place.
Okay.
Doing the play place at the apartment now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess she did see some sort of like romance or chemistry there then, right?
Yeah.
I think so because we definitely started making out.
All right.
Okay.
Like over the clothes stuff. I mean, this is high school romance, right?
Well, guys, we actually didn't get that far because we were interrupted.
Oh,
does she have a roommate?
I don't know. I heard there were some keys at the door and suddenly she's like, oh, quick, get in the closet. And so I had to grab all my stuff and get in.
It really is like high school.
Oh, geez. Wait, get in the closet. That's not a good sign.
No.
Her husband's there.
Did you hide?
Of course I hid in the closet. She was like freaking out about it. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, you got to trust people.
No,
when it's
you're not
like,
in high school.
Oh,
you don't have to hide anymore.
There's a serial tickler on the loose, and he's going to come in. It's obviously warning for something major.
Yeah, and the major thing is never good if you're hiding in the closet, is what I'm saying. Did you hear a male voice? Did she have a like girlfriend? Maybe it was a... Did you hear a love interest?
No, it was definitely a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what did they say? I mean, does she live with a boyfriend?
I don't know. I guess because they definitely were making out.
Oh my gosh.
That takes her down.
And you just stayed in the closet the whole time while that happened?
Well, I was kind of freaking out. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, they stay there for over an hour and the whole time she's like trying to get him to go to a bar, and he's like, no, I just got back. Why do you want to go to a bar?
What?
Why are we calling her back?
Yeah, bro, she's dating somebody. Or
she made you hide in a closet for an hour while she made out with her boyfriend.
I mean, I know I gave a big speech about never giving up, but there's a time where you have to be like, you know what? Maybe I need to give up on this one.
See, now you're seeing from my world a little bit.
Exactly. Why would you want to call her?
Look, if it's a choice between this guy and me, she's going to pick me.
No, that's what they all think.
You know, and she's going to pick every other guy that comes along and shows her any interest at all.
I know there's a lot of doubters in here, Noah, but I do like your optimism. So let's try this.
We're going to do this?
Let's give it a shot. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Sandra for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, man. Hold on.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
Everybody's worst nightmare is going on a date, things spiral, and you turn into a closet case.
But oh my gosh.
That's what literally happened to one of our listeners, Noah, during his date with an old high school crush named Sandra.
Seriously.
In the middle of hooking up, the door to her apartment jiggled, and she told Noah to go hide in her closet.
Oh.
So he did, and he stayed in there for over an hour, listening to Sandra make out with some other dude. But if there's one thing that we've learned about Noah through all the calls we've had with him, it's that he does not give up.
Noah.
No matter how many road bumps he has to clear or closets he has to hide in, he wants to find love and still wants us to call Sandra. And Noah, we never asked you, have you tried reaching out to her after the date? Like, are you guys texting at all or anything?
Yeah, I texted her a couple times and she didn't get back to me. It was just like, what is that all about? And nothing.
Noah, you are too pure and too sweet for this Sandra woman, okay? She is going to walk all over you like a doormat.
Wow.
Are you absolutely sure you want to make this phone call?
No, she's really amazing. If you guys only knew her, like, she's really awesome.
Yeah, you're right. We don't know her.
Okay. She left you in the closet for an hour and didn't even apologize.
You know, I hear the lack of hope in this room, and I want to remind you, Noah believes.
No.
So we need to believe for Noah.
For Noah. Okay, for you, Noah, we'll muster it up.
I just
There's just
so many better places he could put his energy. That's all.
Whatever. I'm going to give the last laugh here.
All right. That's the spirit, Noah.
I do want you to win. I will tell you that.
Don't let haters like Brooke bring you down.
I'm not being a hater. Being a realist.
We're all rooting for you, man. So I'm going to dial Sandra's number. We're going to try and get your second date update. You ready?
All right. Let's do it.
Okay,
all right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Sandra?
Yes, it is. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
Okay. I'm good.
Good. Okay. We're in the middle of a segment called the Second Date Update, and we'd like you to be a part of it.
Oh, I don't know. What is this?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's really simple. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them to help you figure out the reason why.
Oh.
Make sense?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So recently you went out with a guy who really, really likes you and he's confused about why you haven't been in touch with him lately. His name's Noah.
Yes. Okay.
You remember sweet Noah?
Yeah, we hung out. I wouldn't necessarily say it was a date, but I do know him.
Okay.
But you had some chemistry with him, right? While you guys were hanging out?
Yeah.
You guys kissed, according to Noah, so I hope that you'd have some sort of connection with him, unless you just kiss anybody.
Maybe the answer, bro.
How much did he tell you about what happened?
I mean, he went to a lot of detail. He said that you guys met up, you ended up back at your apartment, you guys started to hook up a little bit, but then you two were interrupted.
Yeah, I feel really bad about that.
Yeah.
I did really like Noah. He was really sweet, he's really funny, and I enjoyed hanging out with him. It would be nice to have someone like him in my life, but...
That's sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, so wait. I don't really have that right now. So.
Do you live with your boyfriend?
No, we don't live together.
You don't
have a boyfriend.
Okay.
But you have a boyfriend you're confirming.
I have been seeing someone, yes.
Well,
oh, but there's no label on it?
Like that in between.
How could there not be a label on it? He had keys to your place. That's how he got in, right? Like they, Noah heard jingling of keys and someone entering your apartment and you told him to get into the closet.
It could have been a robber that broke in and she made out with him to save her life.
One way to distract a robber.
Quick, get in the closet. Yeah. Get her in my mouth.
Take whatever you want. Is that what happened, Sandra? It's okay if that's what happened.
Yeah, he's just kind of this on again, off again boyfriend type thing.
Okay.
Well, we're just looking. Is there anything possible down the road, even in the future with Noah? Is there a chance?
Ooh, yeah. Look, like I have been seeing this other guy, but I do kind of like Noah better. I just think he's a better person.
That's great. Let's find out what Noah thinks about this, because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you, and I'm willing to bet he's on board.
What?
Yeah. Noah, you there?
Jump out of the closet.
Sandra, it's me.
Oh, he's so happy.
What? You had a radio station call me? Oh, my God. Sorry, I didn't really know how to get in touch with you, and I've been texting, and, like, I was just really nervous, to be honest, and, like, I really like you a lot, but I didn't. I don't know. I kind of thought you were just blowing me off.
No, I wasn't. Mm. I wasn't intentionally trying to blow you off. To be honest, I felt the same way. I did feel like there was a connection.
Oh.
Wow.
I just didn't know really how serious you were about it.
Noah?
Wow.
Do you think this is something that you would take seriously?
If you feel like that guy is not good for you, then I'm open.
Wait, there you go. This is the way to do it. You date around till the guy calls a radio station, you pick him.
Yeah!
No, wait. Are we all just going to ignore the fact that, Sandra, you haven't even apologized yet for leaving him in the closet?
Well, he's fine with it. He sounds happy.
Lying about having a boyfriend. Like,
why are you trying to dig up bad things out of this, Brooke?
I'm not digging anything up. It's like right there on the
surface.
You're
like trying to start a fight.
I'm not trying to start a fight. I'm just saying, Sandra, like, what was going through your mind when you're making out with some boyfriend, whatever, played while he was in the closet?
I know it looks really bad. The thing is that this guy that I've been seeing, he's just kind of trouble. I mean, he has been in and out of prison and does have a little bit of a mean streak, not to me, but
to
others who have wronged him.
That's different than
what
I thought.
At least it's not you.
Yeah, Sandra, you deserve better than that.
No, you guys, listen. This guy's going to find out about their relationship and he's going to kill him or her.
Terrible.
So he's not kind of like violent mean, is he? He's just more like loud, angry mean?
He went to prison, not for like emotionally yelling at somebody.
Sandra?
You know, I don't think I should talk about everything he's done because I don't want to get him in trouble and I don't want to blast that out onto the air. But like Noah, like I said, and I told these guys, you're the type of person that I need in my life and I am really interested and I think
it makes sense now.
We could have something.
Okay.
She needs less violent people in her life.
I feel like there's something here to work with.
I'm scared now.
Yeah,
I mean,
between the prison guy and Noah, she chooses Noah. That's got to feel good.
Well, you're right.
Wait, does that mean you're actually going to break up? Like, break up with prison dude?
It's not going to be easy, but I think if I sit and talk with him and kind of tell him everything and tell him about Noah, then maybe he'll understand.
Maybe don't name drop.
I don't think so, yeah.
Wait, why do you have to tell him about me?
Thank you.
Well, he's going to want to know who I'm seeing.
So can't you just tell him that's none of your business?
I mean, I told you he has an anger issue, so he's going to want to know and probably going to want to meet him. But, like, I think it's going to be fine.
Okay. Maybe we can help make that happen.
Because
we would love to send you guys out on another date. We will pay for it. And you, Noah, and the prison guy can all meet and discuss moving your relationship to just being with Noah.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be civil.
I mean, I'm sure he'll be the reasonable one between the three of you.
Yeah.
Sandra, what do you say?
I'm down to try and see if this can work with Noah in whatever way possible.
I think that's good.
All right.
Because you need a healthy relationship.
We got a yes.
Yeah.
Noah, you still up for this?
Sandra, I really want to make things work with you, but I'm I'm a little nervous about, you know, this guy.
Just a little.
Come on, Sandra. He doesn't have to meet him, does he?
Yeah, just tell him your name is like Jeffrey DeBoe or something.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Okay, you know what? We need to end this call. We're running out of time.
I think it's going to be fine. It's probably going to take him a few days to get over it, but I think he'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel positive right now, but I do.
I don't now.
You
see,
don't?
No.
See? Look at Sandra taking charge of her own life, making decisions for herself. Good job,
yeah.
Sandra.
Yeah. It sounds like someone's about to go back to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That was an update from months ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, wow.
I totally forgot about that one. So we reached out to Noah and Sandra to check in, see if they had any new information from us.
Okay, sorry. See if Noah is alive.
That's a very good point. Now, they emailed us back. They said they never made that three-way date with Sandra's boyfriend ever happen. But they are on the line right now to tell us what's new in their relationship.
Yay.
Noah, Sandra, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Oh, Noah, wait, are you there, Noah?
I'm here.
Okay.
I think you guys are good.
So what's going on with you guys? Are you still together or what's happened?
Yeah, no, we're together. We've been dating.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Wait, what happened with the felon ex-boyfriend now?
It's still a little bit complicated.
Oh, no.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, technically, I am still seeing my, I guess, boyfriend from previously.
Okay. So is this one of those, like, you have two boyfriends or are you all doing a throuple together?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing a throuple. You know, everything, like, no one knows everything. I definitely want to break up with him, but
still,
we're just trying to find the right time to do it. And
it's been months.
I know. You can find one moment in the last like half of a year to be like, this is over.
It just hasn't been the right time.
Noah, you're a side piece then. Wait, does the felon boyfriend know about Noah?
No, he doesn't know about me.
Oh, no.
And you know, I kind of want to keep it that way, to be honest.
Oh my God. Are you still in the closet right now?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I do hope she breaks up with him soon, but for one, I'm not one to control her, you know?
Okay.
And also, that dude intimidates me, and I don't really think that I want to be on the other side of that, so.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No, that's true. You know what? You don't want to be the guy that's telling your woman, like, hey, you need to dump him.
No, I mean, it's fine. We're going to figure this out. You know, I want to be with Noah.
Uh-huh.
I think we're meant to be together, so.
Okay.
Well,
good luck.
Yeah, good luck. I definitely, we need to stay in contact with you. We need to know the second that the other relationship ends.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Okay.
And when the time comes, I think everyone will be happy.
Maybe just make the time. Just an idea.
That sounds kind of hard, Brooke.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.